After Heather Pokeman moved from Kingston to St. Mary's, the artist and arts educator was eager to continue her Ruby art workshops. Pokeman looked around for a physical site for her queer art event and found the perfect spot at Zenfire Pottery. The inaugural queer art event was held in 2023 at Zenfire Pottery, after Pokeman found a supportive community partner via its owner, Angela Patterson. "I reached out to artsy people in the community and Angela responded," Pokeman told Stratford Today. Pokeman describes her workshops as a beacon of creativity and social change, igniting conversations and connections that foster inclusive, innovative, and engaged communities. The St. Mary's artist will offer guidance and encouragement at the second annual Queer Art Workshop on April 13th. From 3 to 4 p.m. The event is designed to celebrate and offer a safe space for 2SLGBTQIA+ self-expression. "It is meant to be a space of creativity and connection," Pokeman said. "This is a space for people looking to connect with community, the queer community. It is important to have accessible places and meet up with like-minded folks." The event is for ages 14 and up and is free. However, Pokeman is encouraging donations to pay for supplied equipment for future workshops. Pokeman wanted to encourage younger artists and those interested in learning about art to attend. "Guests can bring snacks and drinks, but there is no alcohol. I appreciate those events with alcohol. I have done them in past, but I also want to offer a space where you can bring your teenager. People are welcome to reach out to me to discuss the layout and if it's a good fit to come with a child. Paints and pencils are supplied. Guests can also bring their own supplies and work on any number of mediums including painting, knitting, crafting, writing poetry, or exploring textiles." Pokeman does offer guidance during the workshop and can provide feedback, or a second set of eyes, for her guests. A self-taught, visual artist, Pokeman has worked on multi-artist collaborations, completed a number of works for CBC Ottawa, and her works are displayed in galleries around Kingston. "I describe myself as a community artist. Even though I have my own art practice, I use my art as a way to bring people together, the community together." Pokeman and her partner have enjoyed living in St. Mary's and getting to know the town and surrounding area. "Art bridges communities. It's a drive for social change and brings people together. Space is limited. RSVPs, tickets are free, are strongly encouraged. https://www.rubartist.com/classes/p/queer-art-event. A community workshop with Heather Pokeman. Photo courtesy of Viara Maleva.